Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
All right. Well, I guess if you don't know, I'll just be the guy. I'm always that guy. I've got to give the bad news sometimes.
Bear bad news.
No Powerball jackpot winner.
No!
I'm sorry, America. It is time to return to work this morning. If you're still like in your bedroom going, maybe, maybe, maybe. No. You have to.
Just know that we're all in it together.
Yeah,
that
man.
Hurts a little less because, you know, we talked about it yesterday. If coworkers would have won and then you didn't get in on the pool or something, that would be awful. But we're all here.
However,
no one won.
Yeah. Here's the good news, though. Saturday, this basically now pours like gas on your Saturday and makes it really hot. That's because the Powerball soars to $625 million Saturday night. Probably go up more than that, to be honest with you, because it keeps going up and up and up. So probably go up more than that. So there is some good news. There's some light at the end of the tunnel. It's just not today.
Yeah, but maybe on the upside, it means that we win more money and we just win on Saturday.
Okay. I'll go with
glass half full, people.
Oh, man, I woke up this morning and I was like, maybe it's me. Maybe it's me.
I know. I thought about checking my tickets. I was like, do I go in today?
I bought three tickets. I only got one number, man.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
That's Jordan Davis, 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Jordan sang that song yesterday on Good Morning America.
Take it from me.
You know, we noticed when we were watching that is that he's a very impassioned singer. He makes the craziest faces when he sings. Like, I've never seen anything like it. He's so into it.
It reminded me of, you know how John Mayer, people used to always rip on him back in the day because he would make all these weird, they called him like a bird or something. He'd make weird bird faces.
I don't know that I ever heard that.
Really? Oh, yeah. My gosh. He makes the craziest faces. Well, that's how I felt when I was watching that yesterday. He was just like, he jerks his head all around. It's kind of aggressive.
Yeah, it's kind of a whiplash scenario. But he sounded really good. And crowd was going crazy for him. So good job.
Yeah, and his beard looked great.
Beard looked good. He's got that perfect beard. He must have his own beard stylist. Because that's different than a hairstylist, right? That's a whole nother...
Yeah,
that's got to be like a whole nother array of talents, I guess.
Oh, yeah. You know, he's got all sorts of oils, and his beard lives a better life than me,
probably. I
feel
like a special fan that they have to use to fan it into place. So that's Jordan Davis.
Could you grow a beard if you tried?
Oh, it would take a long time, and it would go through some terribly ugly phases.
Oh,
yeah.
Some patches.
Not going to happen. No, I'm not doing it. No. Today... To a lot of people, this is like Christmas. It's the start of March Madness, college basketball. The tournament's on. Kevin, I know you're super excited for this.
Can't wait.
Can't wait.
Can't wait. Can 12:30 get here quick enough?
Are you ready for tip-off at 12:30? Yeah. So, and Melanie, I know you could like care less about it. I'm probably like in the middle. There's a couple teams I want to watch. But, you know, for everybody, it's so crazy because this is one of the few times where your bosses at work may be more likely to be lenient. Because chances are that your boss is probably into this too. And so you may get some slack for talking about all the brackets at work and everything like that. Although this new survey's out, they're saying 58% of Americans don't care at all about March Madness and won't be following it.
Oh, yeah. I'm one of the 58%,
yeah. Here's the other thing, though, is that when people made their picks for their brackets, one of the top ways to do it was asking and conversing with coworkers. Like, so that's why a lot of, I think the productivity at work is going to go down for the next couple of days. And if you're trying to call somebody on the phone and get something done or go to a store or do something, forget it, man. If you go after noon on Thursday and Friday for the next few weeks, no one's going to care.
This is what everybody's going to be talking about.
That's it. Exactly. This I thought was interesting, too, is a quarter of the people who filled out brackets did it randomly. They put zero thought or any effort into it. They just randomly filled it out to win some like office pool or something like that.
That's what happened the one time I played with my office, and I just went totally off of vibe. I was like, oh man, I feel like this one has a cool name.
Yeah,
and
name.
Then I felt kind of like I was trying to be psychic or something. I was like, oh, this one's totally gonna win.
How did you do?
It sucked so bad.
You did terrible.
Oh my gosh, it was terrible. It wasn't even fun. It was embarrassing. I wanted to throw it away.
They had that one year a couple years ago. It was ESPN. Didn't some like 70-year-old woman almost nail her bracket or something. And she had no idea what she was doing.
It was no one's ever done a perfect. It's like impossible.
Oh, you do perfect. Yeah.
But she made it pretty far in.
Yeah. It was like, I know she got to maybe the final four.
Something.
It was she was like seven years old and didn't even care about basketball. And they interviewed her and she was great. And she was trying to play it off. She's like, oh no, I knew. I knew the whole time. And I was like, right. It was pretty good. All right, so welcome to March Madness, and welcome to not getting anything done for the next 3, 4, 5 weeks.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK. Deep Fried Nashville. 99.5 QYK.
So, you know, big superstars, when they come in concert, like Kane Brown, they'll do like a VIP meet and greet. You know, they'll give radio stations a chance to give stuff away. You go back and you meet them and hang out and take pictures and stuff like that.
Yeah, usually these are the passes we give to listeners because we don't get them.
Well, Kane Brown decided to do something a little bit different because when he was growing up, he depended on the Boys and Girl Clubs of America. So he decided to hook them up. Here's him talking about it.
I grew up rough as a child. So what we do instead of doing VIP meet and greets now, we give all of our meet and greets basically to the Boys and Girls Club, and we let them come out and do this thing where they hang out with us and ask me questions. I share a special bond with these kids, and I don't even get to meet them to the day of the show, but it's amazing just getting to hang out with them.
There you go, giving back. That's Kane Brown. VIP meet and greet. I can do that anytime. Let me hook up the Boys and Girls Clubs of America. I thought that was really cool.
That is. That's super sweet.
NFL draft about to kick off next month in Nashville. Should be the great. Going to be great. This is the first time it's been in Nashville. Tim McGraw doing a free show on the NFL draft stage on April 26th. Dirk Bentley's like, whoa, dog. Let me get in on that. Now on April 27th, Dirk's throwing his own free show in Nashville for the NFL draft. So, listen, these are free concerts.
So is the draft just this massive party? Because I've seen it. Brian will have it on the TV, and then they just keep calling people's names.
Right.
For like 2 days and it's straight, right?
Well, you kind of, the way you make it sound, it's like really stupid, but you're right. That is what it is.
But everybody's dressed really nice, and then they do these live shots of everyone's living rooms and stuff, right?
The college players who have worked so hard in football to try to get drafted into the NFL, this is when the teams select who they're going to play for.
Yeah, so it's a huge deal, and I get that. But then, so is outside of that, are there just massive parties going on in Nashville?
Huge parties. Because the fans from all 32 teams kind of descend upon that city.
To see who's getting drafted to
their
team.
It's kind of the future of your team, right? And then, you know, the family of a lot of these kids go down there and friends and stuff. So it's pretty cool. But couple that with two major country music stars throwing free concerts in Nashville, that's going to be great.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, I mean, to see Tim free and see Dirk's free and then just be able to go and party on Lower Broadway and do all that stuff, I think it's going to be really cool. So NFL draft just got a little bit more fun.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
99.5 QIK. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, Mark and Melanie. You know, I just realized I've never rented an Airbnb. What's the other one? VRBO?
I'm not sure because I haven't rented one either. Man. I think it's such a cool idea, and I know tons of people who have, but I've yet to do it.
What does that say about my life when on my bucket list is renting an Airbnb? I've got to do that before I go.
Like, that's okay. It's on mine, too. You're
Kevin,
not alone.
Have you ever done it?
I have not done that.
You haven't done it?
No. Nah.
Buck is filming us. Buck, have you ever done it? Have you done it?
I have, yeah.
You have?
A bunch of times, yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, Buck balances us out then. But
Buck always has cooler stories, I feel like, than we
that's
do.
Pretty true.
Buck is our video guy, but I feel like he's lived a life.
Yeah. I don't know. You always hear about Airbnb. We talked to Chris Jansen last week. He owns a bunch of homes here on the Gulf Coast of Florida. He rents out through Airbnb as like a landlord.
Yeah.
He's a beach lord. Chris Jansen, beach lord.
Beach lord.
Beach lord. Chris Jansen.
Mr. Beach lord to you.
I can buy you a beach. And he can. All right. But you've stayed in Airbnb.
Yeah. So my friends are the ones that booked it. They live up in Virginia and DC, and they came down and they stayed for a week, and they rented this what looked to be a sick Airbnb. And it was.
By sick, you mean like awesome.
Yeah. It just, people don't know what that means.
No, just no, I just the way you said it, like, sound like it could be bad sick. And it's like, no,
actually,
good sick.
Yeah. So that's kind of where we're going with it. So it looks like, it looked like this Miami bachelor pad thing. I don't know. It was really cool. Great area of town. Convenient to everything. So they come down and on the surface, it looks great. And I'm staying with them. I stayed with them for two nights over the weekend and everything was fine. But then some people started not feeling so well. And I'm not saying because of the booze. It was because allergies and
gallons of empty Fireball
mold. No, it was
that could be it. Yeah.
There was mold and everybody started sneezing.
Hold
and
on,
then
where was the mold, though?
In the house. You could smell it.
Oh.
You could smell it. Smelled damp.
It does. It has a musty smell.
Yes.
It does, for sure.
Yeah, and that was obviously nowhere in the listing. They weren't like, hey, come rent this moldy Airbnb.
No, that,
great
that,
location.
They left that part out of the,
yeah.
Yeah, the highlight.
And then not just that, but one of the nights we were in the hot tub in the back, and all of a sudden, the timer, they have some sort of timer on it, and at 10 p.m., the lights in the backyard, the hot tub, everything just went, and just shut down. We were all out there like, what just happened? So they went and checked the fuse box and everything. Oh, no, they have a timer and shut everything down. Also,
they wanted y'all to stop partying?
Yeah. Also not in the listing.
Man, what kind of people? Well, yeah, if they would have put all of that stuff in the listing, it would have been the worst house ever, right? It's like, look, we have mold to sort of slow you down a little bit, to make you tired. And at 10 o'clock, if the mold didn't work, the power just goes right down.
You can't be offering a party house on Airbnb with a ping pong table in the backyard and the pool and the hot tub and all this stuff and then not tell people that, oh, by the way, we shut that party down at 10 p.m.
First off, the mold, I mean, they shouldn't be allowed to run a house with mold in it, right?
I agree.
That seems, yeah.
So here's the thing is that overall, it was a great trip. Everybody had fun. Unfortunately, some people did get sick from being in the house. And now it's my friend Lindsay who booked the Airbnb. It's her time to go and leave a review. And everybody goes, you better put this in the review for other people that are
zero
coming
stars.
Down for spring break.
Zero stars.
Yeah,
no,
you have to.
But she's saying that she's the only one, and she's the one who booked it, that does not want to leave a bad review.
Why?
Because she said that overall it wasn't that bad. Granted, she wasn't one of the ones that got sick. And B, she thinks it's going to mess with his livelihood. She feels like this person's money is in her hands and she feels bad. Like, what if this is their sole source of income?
Yeah, but he rents mold.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree.
That's not what, you know what I mean?
I totally agree. But she has yet to leave a review for this guy or girl, whoever it is that's renting it out.
We'll leave a review right now. What's the address? We'll hook him up right now with a review.
But do you see the conflict is that you just said that somebody here rents out a bunch of Airbnbs.
Yeah.
Because this can really mess up their finances. Just one bad review, no one's renting from them anymore.
Well, yeah, but you got to take care of business, though. I mean, that renting out the homes is a business. You have to invest in it. You got to make sure your homes are clean. You know, you shouldn't be shutting down the party house at 10 p.m. when a lot of people are just waking up to go partying. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Yeah.
So I totally think she should be honest in the review, but it could just mess up his finances. So I'm just wondering if people have any advice or what they think that she should do. Or should she contact the seller or the Airbnb booker person off of the website, kind of like email them or call them and say, hey, here's the deal, and then still leave a decent review.
All right, 800-992-1099. So should Melanie's friend just totally just blast this guy on the Airbnb review?
Ruin his income.
I think a lot of people, okay, in the short term, it might, but if he gets his act together and cleans up the crib and makes it nice, then in the long term, see, everybody wants to do the slow play. Like, everybody wants to do the short term, you know, how can I make a ton of money? But if he invests in it now and makes it, like, the best party house ever, he can make a ton of money in the long term.
Okay, but Buck, who's rented an Airbnb before, if you see an Airbnb and it says there's mold and they gave him a two-star, see?
But if you just knock this out, if you do the negative review now and then tell him, and then he's aware of it, he knocks it out.
Yeah, he just has to acknowledge, hey, you're right, there was mold, I cleaned it up. And it'll be fine, you know? That'll show he's a proactive guy.
Yeah.
Get it out of the way. All right, so call us now. What should Melanie's friend do? And did you ever rent, like, a home or a vacation place? Like, what did you find? And you were like, oh, man, this is terrible. We're paying for this. It's 99.5 QIK. Kane Brown, Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's 99.5 QIK, Mark and Melanie. So Melanie's friend rents this Airbnb, and they all go and they party. It's on the beach. And then there's mold, and it's terrible. People are getting sick. But then at 10 o'clock, all the lights shut off on the outside. Yes. The hot tub shuts off. So this is almost like...
They had a timer.
Yeah, it's weird. It was like a hospital and a jail you rented. Because everybody was sick, but then in jail, they tell you when to go to bed, too. So it just... You basically rented a hospital and a jail in one.
Yeah.
It sounds actually terrible. Like, it just... I don't know. It didn't sound like
but
great.
We all had such a great time, though. Even though... It wasn't exactly as it was described in the Airbnb description. It was still a lot of fun. And now my friend is just feeling conflicted about leaving a bad review because she feels like she's messing with somebody's income. It's like Yelp.
Right.
When you go to a restaurant, you're like, ooh, do I leave this bad review? This can really mess them up.
But that's what it's there for. Like, if you're not going to use it, you know, if you're not going to communicate, then, I mean, that's what that's there for. So we're just trying to figure out, should her friend leave this bad review? It's not a bad review. It's a true review. It's just true. It's not bad. It's
bad,
just true.
True review.
Jessica, welcome. What do you got, Jessica?
Okay, so I'm doing my first Airbnb actually this weekend in Tennessee.
Fun.
I think like your friend is way too nice because if I went to my Airbnb this weekend and there was mold in the cabin, I would be really unhappy about it.
Like what your friend should have done is when you were done is maybe burn the house down. Just
okay, Mark.
No, as a community, listen, as like a community safety thing.
Oh my
like
God.
This moldy home cannot stand here. So what we're going to do is we're going to burn it down, and then the guy will, you know, fix up a brand new house. He'll build a new one. It'll be awesome.
No, I think just leaving a negative review is enough.
Jessica, if you get to your moldy cabin in Tennessee, you're going to want to burn it down, right?
I don't know. Maybe my boyfriend would, but
yeah. All right. Well. Somebody will burn it down.
Oh, my gosh.
No, like, you can't... Mold can make you actually, like, so sick. Like, they're lucky that they only just got sick and then got better, right? Like,
well, good luck with your cabin this weekend,
Jessica,
and have the best time.
Yeah, you're going to have a great time, and there won't be any mold.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm super excited. Hopefully not.
You know, mold can kill you. It can make you very, very sick.
No, I know.
I mean, what is she worried about the other people that are coming to rent the house? That's what
That's
she needs to worry about.
That's a good point.
That's what she needs to worry about. Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. So Melanie's friend rents this Airbnb on the beach, and they go there and they party. Great house. Everyone's having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, people start getting sick. They discover mold all throughout the house.
Yep.
And then, which is really bad, but the big buzzkill is at 10 o'clock. All the lights and everything was set on a timer outside, so the hot tub shut down. The
everything.
Lights went down.
You could hear, it sounded like a power surge or someone didn't pay the bill, but it wasn't. It was every night at 10 p.m.
They probably had one of those like remote ring things where they could just hit a button and it's just like...
Do you think they just like watching what happens? They probably have cameras somewhere in the back and then they go, watch this, guys. They're at a bar still having a great time and then they go...
Night, night. Night, night.
So mean.
So Melanie's friend's big thing is like, I want to leave an honest review on the Airbnb website, but I'm worried that, you know, if this guy, this is his financial like source of income.
Yeah, this is how maybe he pays the mortgage.
It might ruin him. Probably will because, you know, running a home with mold is dangerous. No fun after 10 o'clock.
Not the best.
But what if you have kids? Your friend has a responsibility to be like, hey, this house is dangerous to your kids.
I agree.
What if a pregnant woman rents it? I mean, that's very dangerous.
Yeah, you've just got
to
look out for everybody else.
You have to think of everything. What if someone brings their dogs and they get sick? I mean, it's mold.
Yeah. Man, forget all the humans that were staying
let me
there.
Tell you,
the dogs.
Let me tell you, if the safety of unborn children and dogs doesn't move your friend, you need new friends.
All right.
Sorry.
I'm sending her a message right now. I'm going to say, listen, dogs and babies depend on you to write an honest review.
And that's all you write.
All right.
Nothing else. Just the facts. John's been holding on. What do you think, John?
Some molds will kill you.
Right.
As in dead.
As in dead.
It'll kill you dead.
I hate when they kill you and you still live.
That
kind of kill you.
Kill you dead mold.
The D-I-E, not the D-Y-E die. No, seriously. He put himself out there. He said, here, let me have your money and you get this. As an exchange. It was not a safe environment. And she doesn't have to write it. She can write the bad stuff in third person. Some of my friends, some of my guests, some of the also. But
so
no,
just
not.
Throw everybody else under the bus, even though it comes from her account.
I love mold, but my friends just complained all weekend about it.
It was more so my friends that had an issue with it.
Personally, I have no issues with mold, but my friends, they suck.
I think it was her okay. name rhymed with Schmelany.
Yeah.
She had a real issue with that.
What yes. are you going to do? You see in the paper here on the news about somebody died in this from this mold in this house.
Mm-hmm. That would be terrible. I would say, I told you, Lindsay, you should have left a bad review. And somebody, then I forwarded the link to the story.
Somebody dies and Melanie gives you the I told you so. That's it. That's her big...
Well, what am I supposed to do? It's awful.
I told you so.
What am I supposed to do? I mean, my condolences to the family.
I did offer to burn the house down. And at one point, that looked ridiculous. Now everybody's sort of like, yeah,
well,
maybe.
Now that someone died.
Right. That's what I mean.
Hypothetically.
Right.
I will kill them all. The fire will kill the mold.
All right. Well, then you've heard it there from John.
The fire will kill the mold.
Will kill the mold. He said it. The fire will kill the mold. And I think he's right on.
The fire will kill the mold. The fire will kill the mold.
And he's saying it like we just discovered it, but he's right. I mean,
kill the mold.
Fire will kill the mold.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK. What you doing at the courthouse? 99.5 QIK.
Hi. Part of the show when we go to the Tampa Bay area courthouses, people are outside and we say, hey, what you doing at the courthouse? Why are you here? Tell us about your case.
And they're usually pretty interesting.
We have stumbled on a couple, and here we go.
So what brings you out here today?
We're here to get a marriage license.
Oh, congratulations. Oh,
thanks. Good.
Awesome. Well, when's the marriage?
Thursday.
Cool. Well, how long have you guys been together?
Going on 2 years.
Yeah, going on 2 years.
Oh, you guys must be really, really excited.
Figure out which courthouse they're at because there is a Kubota driving around out in front of the courthouse building.
Not just that, but I like how they go, when's the wedding?
One said Sunday, one said Thursday.
Yeah, you might want to get on the same page.
Off to a great start so far. Here we go.
We're super, super excited.
Right. Where do you guys plan on having the wedding?
We're going to do like a, at the courthouse first, what? And then like a year from now, we're going to have like a family gathering, not a full wedding. We'd rather go out to Europe or something with the money or put money down on a house than to spend thousands of dollars on a big wedding. So that's what we're going to do.
All right. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, guys. And I hope everything works out for you.
All right. Thank you.
You guys have a great day.
You too.
All right. There you go. So Melanie, you are in the midst of planning a wedding. You and your fiance, Brian, it is 2019 and you're having a 2019 wedding. What do you think about that? Their situation? Are they doing the right thing? They're saving up for maybe a house or a trip to Europe, a European vacation, something like that?
Yeah, I think that's great because we're going to do a private ceremony so we can go kind of travel and then we'll have a big party afterwards. And you got married at the courthouse, didn't you?
Yeah, I guess, yes, we did. Thank you. Yes, we did get married at the courthouse.
Oh, was I not supposed to say that?
Oh, no, it's fine. It's just almost like...
Transparency,
no, yeah, it's
Mark.
Almost like I'm not the only one going down with the ship. You did, too.
I'm just saying, I think something's romantic about just doing it and not, you know.
Yeah, let me tell you, standing in line at the courthouse was very romantic. It was.
Well, sure, you were surrounded by all these other lovely, lovely
people. Well, I was
going to
say, you and your fiance could team up with this couple and you could get like a better rate on the European vacation. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and then Captain Chris will be there and it'll just be great.
Speaking of Captain Chris, let's go back to the courthouse. Somebody else is out front, and we'll get their story.
Now, what brings you here today?
I had an appointment within my public defender.
Oh, what was this appointment for?
Basically to go over my finances.
You know, usually you want to use a, an investment professional. You know, you see all those commercials. What are some of those investment commercials you see? It's like Fidelity
and
or something.
Apps and stuff you can do now.
Right. She's using a public defender.
Yeah, it's like a twofer.
There's a story here.
What brought this about?
I owe court costs for my probation. And I go in for an evidentiary hearing in front of the judge, basically to figure out if I am or was able to pay because I owe so much. But I'm hoping that they realize that it was too much and I wasn't able to, and they terminate my probation. So
well, that would be awesome. But now, what got you on probation in the first place?
Right.
I don't think we have enough time for that.
Wow, she ended the segment. It wasn't like we're out of time for you and your story. She's like, sorry, segment over.
She gave herself the wrap-up music. She's like, on that note, bye.
All right, well, there you go. That is What You Doing at the Courthouse this morning on 99.5 QIK. Coming up, it's the Mark and Melanie World Famous Name Game. We've got 4 2-day tickets to Monster Jam. This is the World Finals in Orlando. This is really, cool. Yeah, callers 9 and 10, you're going to play the Name Game. It's 99.5 QIK.
It's Mark and Melanie's Name Game on 99.5 QIK.
Hey, Vicky and Melissa, our contestants. All right, we're playing for these Monster Jam World Finals in Orlando. Vicky, you were the ninth caller. We're going to start with you first. We are going to give you a category. Vicky, you will have to name something in that category within 3 seconds. If you do, then Melissa, you'll have 3 seconds to name something else. Then you guys will go back and forth. The first person who fails to name something in the category obviously will lose. You ready?
Yes.
Vicky, your category is, being that March Madness kicks off today, things related to basketball. Go, Vicky.
A ball. Jersey. Coach. Shoes. Teams.
Oh, 3 seconds. No! Melissa, I'm sorry. 3 seconds went by. Congratulations, Vicky. You got those Monster Jam World Finals tickets in Orlando.
Yeah, congrats.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited I can cry.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's Name Game is tomorrow at 7:40 on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. This is pretty good. 5 unwritten bar rules that you might be breaking. And it is amazing to me in 2019 how some people, like when you go to a bar, you sort of become really disappointed in humanity when you see people, the way that they treat the servers and stuff.
Oh, I hate that.
It's so uncomfortable for me. Listen, I hate
rude people.
I have some friends that I can't go out to eat with them in a place where we're going to, you know, have to deal with a server or something because I just don't like the way they act to them.
I've definitely been with people like that before. It's awful.
I think it's because, too, you know, I waited tables at one point, bartended at one point way back in the day. So you know what it's like when you're, you know, on that side.
Oh, yeah.
And when you see people, it drives me crazy. Here's one of the things. Don't wave your money at the bartender. And you've seen people doing this all the time, trying to close their tab out. And their money's a flag. Blowing in the wind, you know, they're like...
Yeah, well, you're at the wrong type of establishment if you want to be waving your money around.
I would also...
to get attention.
I would also say, yeah.
I think that's the strip club.
Mermaids, that's where you are. If it's crowded, have your drink order ready. And, okay, so I think this probably applies 99% of the time. If you're at a place that maybe it's a new place or, you know, you're on vacation, you don't really know the place, I could see this, like, give me a second, or do you have a drink menu?
Yeah.
But here's what I can't stand is when someone goes, what kind of beers do you have, right? The bartender starts naming, like, there's like 50 beers, right? And they're on gear like 14, 15, and the person goes, oh, I'll just have a Coors Light. It's like, well, wait a minute. You knew they were going to have a Coors Light. Like, you know, if that's what you were going to order, why did they have to name all the beers?
They wanted to hear some of the options.
No, I think it's a time waster. Here's another one.
I'd like to know what they have on draft just to see if it's something good.
Do you ever order one of the...
Yeah, I do.
Okay, well, that's cool.
Sometimes if they have Three Daughters, that Beach Blonde Ale, I'll get it.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. If you're going to order, but don't have them go down the list and then say Budweiser, because you knew they had that. You didn't need to name it.
Right, true. Right?
The other thing is don't be a gerbil. And that's the person who nervously shreds napkins on the bar. You know, you have like that nervous habit, or you'll take like a wet coaster and sort of like kind of...
fidget with it.
Yeah, you'll like twist it up and little pieces will fall off. I'll tell you, my son, Tyler, he does this with his napkin. I'm trying to get him out of the habit. It looked like a napkin explosion when he's done. There's just like little pieces of napkins everywhere.
Really?
Oh, I can't stand it.
So interesting. I've never been like that. I didn't even know it was a thing or a habit.
Well, you're not a gerbil and neither are your friends. That's good.
Well, that's good to know.
Stay clear of the service area. It's, you know, where the bartenders make the drinks for the people that are sitting at tables and the waitresses and waiters come and they pick up their drinks.
Right.
There are guys I've seen who become impatient and they think that that's like the easy way in to get a drink. You can't do that.
Nope. Can't stand there.
Finally, when you play the jukebox, play to the crowd. Don't pick a deep track that nobody knows.
No, fake news.
Why?
No.
Why?
You paid. If you paid, you play what you want to hear.
Yeah,
that's
but
the whole point. You are your own DJ
Friday
for that
night,
moment.
And you go in and start playing like some...
Yo, I'll
Alicia
tell you what I want,
Keys.
What I really, really want.
That's all right, because it's Friday night. But right. I'm saying some slow, just, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, don't be a buzzkill.
So
but also, I mean,
but
play
you got,
what you want to hear.
No, you
got to
play what people know, or else people are going to be mad
no,
at you.
I hear that on the radio all the time. I got to play some, just the B-side.
You? That's what you would do?
Well, no, I'm not going to play something nobody knows, but I just like to go old school.
You like to go deep into the tracks and find stuff that...
Yeah, and I may or may not have one time or a couple times played, you know, like a Mariah Carey Christmas song. You'd be surprised. People sing along.
In July.
They like it.
In July.
They like it.
Oh, NSYNC, their Christmas song?
Yes.
In July.
Yeah. Do it. It's fun.
Actually, I'm going to do it this weekend. I'll take video of it, and we'll see the reaction
right.
of everybody else in the bars. Kind of like that. Just as like a social
you
experiment.
Have fun with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah,
I love
just...
when I hear a song I haven't heard in forever because somebody
but people
put some money
know,
in the jukebox.
At least people will know that, right?
Right. Everyone will know it.
All right. It's 99.5 QIK. Jason Aldean is
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK.
All right. What makes you country? 99.5 QIK. Call us now, 800-992-1099. Like, what makes you country? If you say, yeah, I'm from the country, I'm a country music fan, what makes you country? Maybe it's that you eat Redman Golden Blend for breakfast, which I wouldn't recommend, by the way. Okay, it's not good. But maybe that's what makes you country. But, like, what makes you country?
Maybe you chew tobacco all the time, every day, all day. Maybe
that's
that
what
makes
I was saying.
Country.
Yeah, Redman. Yeah, like maybe it's something like it's got to be something that like it's a clear separator from everyday life from everybody else. But like this is like, hey, this is what makes me country. All right.
Maybe wear cowboy boots every day.
That would make you country.
Yep.
Okay. Well, it's just outlandish, but what makes you country? Call us now, 800-992-1099. We're looking for the best reason of what makes you country.
Maybe you drink in your front yard all the time. That's what Mark does.
I can't deny that, yes.
Okay.
Maybe you were Chris
That's
Stapleton
country.
For Halloween. That would make you country, right? Call us now. It's 99.5 QIK. Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right. Once in a while, we ask y'all, what makes you country? Like, what's the separating item in your life that makes you country?
Yeah. Maybe you were a bull rider in the past.
Maybe you were a bull rider in
I
the past.
I know one.
That was
he's retired.
Right.
But he used to.
Well, that would have made him country. That's
yeah,
absolutely true.
And
right.
he always wore a huge belt buckle, too. So things like that.
We got a bunch of people holding on. Let's find out. People listening to Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. What makes you country?
What makes you country?
I grew up on a farm and waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning just to go milk the cows.
What makes you country?
When you got an air mattress and a bunch of pool floaties, and instead of wasting your breath while you got a cigarette in your mouth, you drive down to the gas station and you hook them up to the tire inflator and carry them back on the hood of your car.
Are you speaking from personal experience?
Of course he is.
Why am I going to kill myself blowing up an air mattress for 8 hours for somebody who's going to use it for 2 minutes?
What makes you country?
There you go.
Spending every free moment mud bogging and trail riding. When I'm not doing it, I'm thinking about it.
I love that. When I'm not doing it, I'm thinking about it.
All right.
What makes you country?
Living where there's more cows in the population than there are people. Number two, wearing your cowboy boots every day and listening to your country music radio station every day. And then always being polite and loving God first. Thank y'all. Y'all are great. Love you both.
What makes you country?
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
Nutbags north of Florida. What I was thinking about there. Whoops. Nutbags north of Florida. That's what it is.
Yep.
99.5 QIK. Well, at least you know we're live, right? Like, we're live.
Are you still thinking about the Powerball?
Well, what I was thinking about, man. But nobody won the Powerball.
And how many tickets it's worth buying?
$650 million this Saturday, by the way. Quick side note. All right, two songs away, Nutbags north of Florida. There are crazy people in 49 other states. We'll get you the stories on the way right after new music from Dustin Lynch. Check out Riding Roads on QIK.
99.5 95 QIK, Mark and Melanie's Nutbags, north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
There are, and so we true. Shouldn't just focus on the ones here in Florida, right? Let's have fun in the other 49.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to California. This man was asked to take his fence down because it was too high. The neighborhood zoning board said your fence has to go down. He's like, I got the high fence because I don't want my dogs escaping. And they're like, your neighbor's complaining about your high fence. Take it down.
Yeah.
He goes, okay. Takes his fence down. Also goes and purchases 6 naked mannequins. And organizes them in such a display that they are having a, what he calls a naked garden party. He also has a sign that says, reserved seat for the nosy neighbor that complained about my fence to the city.
Oh, jeez.
Pretty fascinating. So every day he goes out there and he kind of repositions the naked mannequins.
Oh, my gosh. There's a photo. I'm going to have to put this up online.
Yeah, repositions the mannequins. And so the neighbors now get to see that.
All right, I'm putting it up now on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page.
Go check that out, Mark and Melanie Facebook page.
Oh, my gosh. If you're this guy's neighbor, that is, oh, I'd be so mad.
I know, but this guy's so creative for doing that. He's like, sure, I'll take my fence down. But there's nothing against having naked mannequins in my yard.
Some of them have masks on. He's standing in the background laughing.
Melanie, if you're going to have a naked garden party, there's got to be some masks
going
on.
Right, what was I thinking? Of course.
Let's go to New York. A guy destroyed his own home because his internet went out. Police were called to the scene when a 30-year-old had become enraged when the home's internet service was interrupted. He caused massive damage to his own home and was arrested. Back to California, the Golden State. Because the naked garden party wasn't enough. A disgruntled gym member plows through a Crunch fitness center. I actually work out at Crunch in Seminole. I hope nothing like this ever happens.
He just drove through it?
Listen to this. This guy was a member for 3 weeks. His membership was abruptly revoked after alleged stalking of female members.
Oh.
However, the man became really mad. He threatened to fight the gym staff after he realized he wasn't going to win the fight. He went and got in his car and plowed through the window. In his car. Nobody was hurt. The man was arrested.
Sounds like he has roid rage.
No doubt. God, could you imagine? You have to leave the gym, and then you threaten to fight the entire gym staff?
That'd be awful. That's it. Not going to the gym today. Guess we can't work out, you know, just in case someone decides to drive their car.
Then you go and get your
my excuse
car
today.
And drive. Is that today's excuse?
Yeah, just, you somebody, know, for safety reasons.
Somebody may drive through the window. I'm not going to work out.
You never know.
All right, those are Nutbags north of Florida.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. All right, so, you know, we're not at hurricane season yet, but we are starting to knock on the door. We're getting closer and closer as we as April approaches.
There she blows.
There she blows, knocking on the door. There are 2 storm names that have just been retired by the National Weather Service. Hurricane Florence last year caused a lot of problems, especially in the Carolinas. And, of course, Hurricane Michael, which did a huge number on the panhandle.
So I always thought that once they named a hurricane with one of these names, that they were retired. It was automatically, once it's used, no one can use it again.
That's only if it does, like, a massive amount of damage, they'll retire it. So, like
Katrina, obviously, we'll never come back. Use it again.
Exactly. And it's really, honestly, because they don't want to scare people and bring those back because they, you know, were so violent and deadly and catastrophic.
Right.
So I actually think, like, I don't know, like I've always said, I think they need to do, like, scarier hurricane names so that people will, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like people, Hurricane Maria does not sound scary.
No.
You know what I mean?
Like Florence, like that sounds like, I've always said, like,
Florence sounds like you're so sweet and I want to help her cross the road.
It sounds like your neighbor's mom.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, Florence is coming. You're kidding. Why would I leave? Florence is coming. I love Florence,
She's
right?
She's great. I hope she brings that dip.
Hurricane Michael. Everyone knows a Michael.
My brother's name is Michael.
Right. If your brother comes to see you, you're not going to pack up your car and run.
No,
right?
Instead I'm like, oh, good thing you're here. I got a lot of projects
around
the house.
Right, exactly. No, instead
Welcome,
Michael knocks houses down, right? So it's kind of weird how they look at it. I actually, to be honest, I don't know that I would name hurricanes after people anymore. Like I just...
Right.
I don't know. Imagine if your name was Katrina. Wasn't that the worst hurricane ever make landfall? I think pretty close.
It's, I'd have to look it up. It's up there.
Yeah. Imagine if your name was Hugo. It was a devastating.
My cousin, his name is Andrew, and there was Hurricane Andrew.
Irma
for us last year.
Irma.
Irma a couple years ago.
I mean, imagine it's like if that's
your
name.
Is your name really Irma?
someone could be.
Yeah.
I mean, there's people's name that are Irma out there.
Yeah,
and
totally.
It's in our area, you know, in the state of Florida, that was bad.
So should they just make up words, kind of like prescription drugs? You know how they're not actually words? It's like Zazafraz or something. I mean, what would you like hurricanes to be named after?
Something that you would run from to, so people would run from it, right?
Oh, like Hurricane Death.
Well, that, like
something like that.
I would run from death, you see. I would. Hurricane Fireball. Okay.
I wouldn't run from that one.
Yes, you would.
Hurricane. Think of like, okay, who was the bad guy in Harry Potter?
Voldemort.
All right.
Oh.
Hurricane
you're not
Voldemort.
Supposed to say his name.
What do you mean?
First thing you did wrong.
He's the one who should not be named.
See.
Oh boy.
You obviously
not that one.
You're not a Harry Potter nerd, Kevin and I know.
Well, maybe you could go sports. Who are people that have notoriously caused problems for like the Bucks? Drew Brees.
Ugh.
Hurricane Drew Brees, get out of town.
I mean, he has the word Brees in his name.
All he does is carve up Tampa Bay.
Ugh.
And if
but that sounds like refreshing.
Drew Brees,
I'll hang out if Hurricane Drew Brees is
Drew
coming
Brees
through. It's a light breeze, a little mist.
God, we can't find one thing to make us run like all of us.
They should name them after monster trucks. Those have scary names.
Ooh.
Hurricane Gravedigger.
Bigfoot.
Yeah, there you go.
And all the weathermen have to talk that way. You know,
yes.
In the Monster Jam voices.
And it's coming Sunday.
Sunday.
I'd be like, I'm out of here.
There's no gas.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, we'll keep tossing some ideas around.
Yeah,
and
it's open for discussion.
We'll see what happens.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.